Chelsea Devantes hosts the podcast Celebrity Book Club. Ashley Nicole Black writes and stars on a Black Lady sketch show. Chelsea, Ashley, hello. Welcome back.
Hi.
I've missed you guys.
We missed you too. Have you seen each other throughout the months in socially distanced situations, or mostly just this?
No, we've seen each other in, but I will say Ashley's really too good at quarantining. So she actually like doesn't really need to see people. So that's really cut down. I'll be like, come over to my porch and stand 20 feet away. And she's actually like, I'm great at home. So no, thank you.
I'm covered.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm the only person who found my true calling, which was to sit alone in my apartment and write. I should have been living like this the whole time.
And so, you know, some things have changed. Chelsea, when you were on last time, we were talking about your book club, your, you know, basically celebrity memoir book club. It
yes.
was just something you were doing for fun. And this has become a thing.
It's become a podcast. It's so crazy. Yeah, I was, when we first talked, I was recapping my favorite celebrity memoirs on Instagram. Celebrity memoirs have always been my favorite book genre, which is like, I think what happens when your nearest bookstore growing up is a Walmart. And but I just like genuinely love them. And they're filled with treasures. So now every episode, me and a guest recap of just a great celebrity memoir, like Jessica Simpson, Gabrielle Union, Tina Turner. And Ashley was the first guest and we deep dive on Jessica Simpson.
Yeah. My favorite comment was the person who said like, oh, I thought they were going to make fun of it, but they treated it like literature. It's like, it is literature. Like she wrote a book. It's a very good book.
Yeah.
But they all are.
Do you flip immediately to the, you know, picture section in the middle?
No, not at all. But also like we're just in a different time. Like Mariah Carey's book is, I mean, how many photos have we seen of Mariah Carey? Right. I think before you'd be like, oh my God, photos. Now it's like truly joyful to read about like her mom and her dad and her like crazy siblings who she's like excommunicated and one drugged her and all these horrible things. And then you're reading that and then you get to the photo and put, you know, the photos mean so much more after you take in all of the trauma.
That is the most 2020 thing. Like you buy a memoir expecting pictures of Mariah Carey in gowns. And instead what you get is the most like layered discussion of like policing and race and that she experienced during her childhood. Like that is 2020. Come for the gowns, get an academic understanding of policing in America.
Yeah. It's like eating candy and then going like, huh, it has fiber.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh my gosh, is this candy got some pea protein in it?
And Ashley, I know, you know, one of your very early commercial acting jobs was a Christmas campaign.
Oh no.
For Big Lots.
For Big Lots. You know, when you did a Christmas gig, was that a fun gig or was that like making some money?
So much fun. And I did make money. I paid off my credit card. But it was like so many firsts for me of like flying to a set and having this awesome lady set. And it was actually so much fun. I was in my 20s. I think all the other women were a little bit older. So they put me in this outfit that like they thought like a 40-year-old plus size Black woman would wear, did my hair, makeup, everything. And I was like, oh, this is not me, but you know, whatever. I promise you, we were shooting in a real Big Lots and people were shopping while we were shooting. A woman in head to toe, same hairstyle, same style of outfit, same makeup, came in shopping. And I was like, these people know their customer. So shout out to Big Lots.
Also, what is like so crazy and how Ashley and I's lives have always been intertwined, and I don't even think she knows this, is that I wrote on that ad campaign.
Did you?
Yes. Not a joke.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. In Chicago. I'm sorry, but I'm connected to your Christmas commercial.
Are you ready? You ready for some games?
Ready for some games.
Great.
I'm gonna try to do better than last time.
I'm going to try and do worse.
So you guys are playing against each other in this one. We'll play you sounds from different apps. Your job is to identify what those apps have in common.
Okay.
Chelsea, this first one is for you.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. What type of apps are these?
Um, I'm gonna say your medication app where it's like time to take your pills.
Okay,
so that's funny because I was gonna say old lady cell phone, and I think those are the
same thing.
Old lady cell phone.
The first one was something called Google Duo. The second one was FaceTime, and the third one was Zoom. So those are video calling app sounds.
Wow. Well, that I mean, like, I use Zoom every day, and nobody's ever rang me up, so I'm very upset.
Maybe you're always the last to arrive. Is that what you're saying?
That actually is true today, so yes. Maybe that's what it is,
yeah. All right, Ashley, this is for you.
Oh, Netflix.
Oh.
I'm going to give it to you. It's TV streaming apps is what we're looking for. But yeah, that's right. You got the Netflix right, so you knew what it was.
All right, Chelsea, what category of app are these?
Sweet.
Oh.
I'm just playing Santa's Workshop was in there.
Collection. Oh, gaming app.
Yeah, that's right. Puzzle games. Puzzle games. That was Tetris and then Candy Crush and then Dots.
I do not play puzzle games because I like myself. And I
have. Wow. Yep.
But have you played real life Candy Crush? I have.
What's that? Where you just eat candy?
Yeah, you just eat candy.
Oh, yeah. I played for breakfast. I did great.
All right, Ashley, what type of apps are these?
Communication text apps?
That is correct. So those were WeChat, Facebook Messenger, and Kakao Talk.
I'm trying to only communicate with people through the comments on Venmo. That's my...
My coworker and I would get lunch and then I would like pay him back over Venmo. And every day I would try to write like a funny reason I was paying him back. And it'd be like, for the hotel room or like something really sexy. And then he just like very gently was like, you know, people can see these. Like my wife can see these. I thought I was just messaging him. I didn't know that they were public.
Yeah, I was just on a podcast. And at the end, you know, they say, where could people find you? And I just said, you can find me. And I gave my Venmo, and that was it.
Did you get money?
I did.
That's a baller.
That's smart.
Wow. I'm gonna start plugging my Venmo. My goodness.
Yes. Okay. I think you guys are tied.
Wow! Wow! Wow!
More with Ashley Nicole Black and Chelsea Devantes after the break. And comedian Ray Ellen will play games with the man who voiced the imaginary friend in the movie Inside Out, Richard Kind. It's not your imagination. This is really happening. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.